Social impact, equal opportunities. Equal treatment means equal opportunities, regardless of a person's gender, religion, skin color, age, sexual orientation, or disability. People must not be disadvantaged, that is, discriminated against, in the world of work on these grounds. Equal opportunities in the workplace between men and women is an important issue that is both socially and economically relevant. In many countries, there are still gender-specific differences in terms of employment opportunities, salaries, promotions, and access to management positions. Various measures are required to achieve equal opportunities in the workplace. Equality laws and guidelines. Many countries have enacted laws that prohibit discrimination in the workplace on the basis of gender. Such laws are intended to ensure that men and women have the same opportunities and that their performance is evaluated regardless of gender. Flexible working models. The promotion of flexible working hours, working from home, job sharing, and other flexible working models helps women and men to achieve a better work-life balance. This helps to break down traditional role models and enable women to develop better in their careers. Promoting work-life balance. The expansion of childcare facilities, parental leave arrangements, and other measures to support families can make it easier for women to return to work and ensure that the responsibility for raising children does not lie exclusively with them. Sensitization and awareness raising. It is important to raise awareness of gender bias and stereotypes in the workplace. Training and awareness-raising measures can help to reduce these prejudices and create an inclusive and non-discriminatory working environment. Women in management positions. Women's access to leadership positions should be encouraged. Companies can implement targeted programs to promote talented women in order to ensure that women have equal opportunities to advance to management positions. It is important to note that equal opportunities at work do not only affect women, but also men. Gender stereotypes can also limit men in their professional development, especially in areas traditionally considered feminine. Therefore, measures to promote equal opportunities should be cross-gender. Although progress has been made in recent decades, there is still room for improvement to achieve true equality of opportunity between men and women at work. Promoting diversity and inclusion in the workplace is not only the right thing to do ethically, but can also lead to better results and more sustainable development for companies and society as a whole.